The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from a well-lit corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels. And now, he loves him some him, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. Yay. Happy hump day, bitches.
Hump it out.
Coming up on the show today, Sam, one more time, let me hear you.
Hump it out.
There we go. Just want to make sure I could hear you. Thank Coming you. Up on the show today, Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty has proof that there's no more atheists. We'll see.
Wow.
Uncle I'll Cy. Let you know how he knows that. We'll introduce you to the real Colonel Sanders and what that cat was all about. Plus,
Kentucky Fried Chicken Man?
Yes, Colonel Sanders from there. Okay. Plus, Shaggy has some thoughts on ISIS. That's right.
That's valuable. That's a valuable opinion.
Not the guy. Not the guy from Scooby-Doo.
Wasn't me.
Zoinks!
Mr. Boombastic.
It wasn't me.
Who is a former Marine, has thoughts on ISIS and what to do about it. So we'll get into all that.
Look forward to that.
But before we do, hey, everybody, how was your week? Sam, how was your week?
My week, it's been great. I got to go up to the motherland, went up to Truckee.
I saw your brother was at Donner Lake.
Yeah, I was standing beside him when he snapped that flick. It was Friday night, and I went to a comedy show at the Laughs Unlimited with my friend Ethan, who you know, and
yes.
a group of other friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was a last minute kind of, hey, you want to go? Yeah, let's go. We got a group on, we went. It was fun.
Do you remember who you saw?
There was a guy named Heath something.
Okay.
And I don't remember the other guy's names, but I took a picture of the bill because they were actually pretty damn funny.
Was Sam Bruno the host?
Yes, he was.
Okay, I saw that poster.
Yep. Great show. I actually was impressed. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. It was very good. But anyhow, after that, my twin brother who works at another establishment in town.
Yeah, he works with me.
He works with you.
he does.
He got off work at 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the show ended at about 10:15. So me and my bestie Ethan waited for everyone else to leave. And we met up with Joe. And it was just like a spur of the moment, kind of like, I needed to hit the mountains. Summer's almost halfway over. I need to get up there.
It's true.
So we just cruise up the mountain that night.
At 11 p.m.?
Check this. One of my favorite places in the world. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week. You have to have a membership. Clothing optional hot spring. Underneath the beautiful mountain sky. So me and my brother and my
bestie. At some point, y'all are going to believe me.
Me and my brother and my best friend, Ethan, got naked under the stars and sat in a tub of water.
To the whole
thing. And it was magical.
And, were you guys sober?
Yeah, absolutely sober.
Well, to be fair, it's his twin brother. They did share a womb naked together.
We've been naked a lot together.
Yeah.
But
so that's not really surprising.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The first time I met his friend Ethan, I said, Sam, is your friend gay? Yeah. And he goes, no, he gives off a vibe.
He's stylish and flamboyant. He definitely gives off a vibe.
He's Canadian?
Not as Canadian as Nate.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I have a Canadian friend who he came over to my house for the UFC fight.
Yes.
And when he left, everybody else looked at me like, is he gay? And I was like, no, he's just Canadian. He's just nice.
He's just nice.
Yeah.
Sort of animals you're hanging out while you're watching the MMA fight. So, okay. It's fair.
We got naked. Then we drove a little ways after. I mean, we were hanging in the hot springs until like the sun was starting to rise.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. And then we went and slept in my car.
Of course.
Because that's what you do when you're passing out. And then we drove down to Donner Lake. We had breakfast at this nice, cute little place, hung out at the lake for a little bit, and then went back home because both Joe and Ethan had to work.
You know, here's the thing.
So you guys didn't really how do you have so much energy?
Meth. There's something. It might be the meth. No drugs. There were no drugs, no alcohol. There's just something about the mountains that energized me. I was raised up there. It's just like fuels my spirit, dude. So when I'm up there, I'm like, I was alive for the first time in months.
There's so many ways I can go. I'm just going to leave it alone.
You know what? I am strangely a little bit envious of you.
Yeah.
Just of that whole, not of what you did, but of how you felt while doing it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
I do envy that a little bit because it's not everyone can do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with the whole Mountain View me thing.
Good. Yeah,
but that whole running around naked with other men, yeah, that's where you lose me at.
Well, there's naked women at this hot spring, too.
Were there any that night?
Yeah, there was two. There was two.
There you go.
Passing.
And,
okay. I mean, they were done.
And Sam and his brother are spoken for.
Yes.
Sam's got a girlfriend. His brother's married.
What about Ethan? You can help Ethan out?
You know,
he had the other two.
Is it cheating if... is it cheating if it's with Ethan?
Yes, that would be cheating also.
Okay. Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
A lot of that going on.
Yes.
Oh man.
How about you, Kareem?
I just love messing with you.
I know, I love it. Keep it coming.
Yeah, Kareem, what were you up to this past week?
Oh, this was a weekend for the kids.
Aw.
So my goddaughter turned 15 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to her house, had cake, and no, I actually
did
had
you
dinner.
Eat it too?
That is a big week for you.
I had dinner. I didn't eat any cake because they had. Her mom made a volleyball cake that looked like a volleyball because my goddaughter plays volleyball.
Okay,
and it actually looked really well, but they had mint chocolate chip ice cream in there, and I don't fuck with that. So
you hating on the mint chocolate chip?
I hate on that. The mint chocolate.
That's a very specific taste.
Yeah,
you either really like that stuff, or you just can't take. I'm with you.
I'll give that to you. Okay, yeah. Okay,
I can't deal with that.
Like I like mint and I like chocolate,
but not mixing an
together.
Ice cream.
No, yeah, no.
I understand.
So
that.
What about a York peppermint patty?
Yeah, no.
You I can't taste the sensation. Taste the sensation.
So that was Friday. Saturday, I spent time with my other goddaughter. We went to the Low End Theory Collaborative's event for, they're a nonprofit that I do stuff with from time to time. Hey. So went to Gallery 2110. So we had music, art. It was cool. They were doing art while we were standing there, while we were there. Like the show was going on. They had like graffiti artists had sheets on the fence and they were doing great stuff.
Nice. I'm into that.
And then Sunday, one of the kids that I coached in flag football, he's a junior. He's going to be the number one receiver at Franklin High School this year.
Oh,
wow.
As a junior.
Nice.
Talent.
Yeah. So Sunday, I went and helped him work on some stuff. So hopefully he'll be my first player in the pros.
We'll see.
And I can get free
Coach
tickets.
Coach Kareem. They're going to make a movie called Coach Kareem.
Yeah, except
he's going to ditch you.
Except sadly, he's going to play for the Jaguars.
Don't say that, man. Don't say that.
Bite your tongue.
But yeah, but he's a great kid to work with because he'll take instruction and he'll work until you say, okay.
Cool.
That's going to get that good places, man.
That's
what it takes sometimes.
Yeah, even if it's not football, that will take him places.
Yeah.
Dana, what were you up to other than taking selfies?
Oh, God. Fuck, not the selfie thing again.
Now, if you want to hear about her selfies, Well Hung podcast on Monday.
Yeah.
So we talked about that a little bit.
Nate basically says, I don't know how to smile.
She really...
I derped.
Can you pull that microphone away and show me your version of
no,
a smile?
No, fuck y'all.
Come on, this is an experiment.
Fuck y'all.
All you need to go, just go to her...
I feel like there might be a smile behind
just go
that
to
microphone.
Her face. Just go to her Facebook page.
It kind of seems like the more she smiles, the closer her eyes get.
It wasn't even that. It's just like one side of her mouth tries to open a little more than the other. Like the lip goes up.
Oh,
further.
I can see it. There it is.
It's not like I can't help it.
See, like right now, that's actually
it's
a good
beautiful.
Smile. That's a great
beautiful.
Smile right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you weren't trying. When you take a selfie, you try too hard.
Because I really hate pictures. So I have to force myself to fucking. Anyway, I hosted. So I did a show at the VFW in West Sac. Then went to an open mic after that. And then I was hosting at Tommy T's in Rancho this weekend.
Nice.
So it was just like a lot of comedy.
Look at you,
up
on the mic.
Fucking, yeah, it was hella fun. Just fucking exhausted.
Yeah, I know.
Comedy is work. Stand-up is work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Well,
props.
Oh, and then I had kava tea last night.
Oh,
so I
yeah.
feel like shit.
Why? What's the deal with kava tea?
I think I had too much of kava because it's like...
I don't know what that means.
It's, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like it's legal.
Like a fruit?
It's no, it's
drug?
A... kind of. It's supposed to give you like effects of like lightweight being high.
Yeah, I believe they have a bar in Davis that serves it.
Yeah, that one off of Sunrise. And it was fine, but then I think it's like because I didn't eat and I was drinking a little bit beforehand.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be really bad for your liver too, so oops.
See, double shot to the liver.
Yeah, yeah. Just like kick him while
and
he's
so
down.
And so I woke up and I was like, I fuck this.
Haven't you done enough to your liver?
You would think so. I don't know how I'm still alive.
Just finding different ways to damage it.
It's a liver, not a dyer.
Next thing you know, you'll have somebody punching you in it during sex. Like, no, hit me right there.
Her liver is the Roberto Duran of livers.
Again!
It's just yelling, no mas, no mas. Oh, boy.
Man. I wish I could say I've been good, but I haven't. My friend and I were supposed to quit drinking for a week again, and she made it like a day and a half.
Ah!
I made it about like 7 hours.
Diana, you can do it. You can do this. You can make
it
24 hours.
I just don't want to, though. That's
yeah,
the
see,
thing.
That's the thing.
I can do 24 hours, no problem.
Yeah,
that's
how about you get a shot for every day that you go without alcohol?
And then I'll die on one day?
I think that defeats the purpose of the whole thing. Last week I went to see, you guys heard of Riff Tracks? It's the guys from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
Well, they did Sharknado 2.
Oh, that's right.
Which, that movie, Sharknado 1 was terrible. Sharknado 2 was so much worse.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the thought of watching, and there's a third one that's out on the Sci-Fi
Why?
Channel. Well, because people keep watching it, they're going, it's so bad, it's good. No, it isn't.
Nah.
No, it's just bad.
Yeah. The first one, someone told me the synopsis, I'm like, that's clever. I'm satisfied. I don't need to watch it.
Well, and I would have never watched it if not for the Riff Tracks guys.
That adds a
because
great
that's the whole idea yeah. is they make fun of the movies.
Those crappy B movies.
And so, yeah, Leslie and I went to see that in at the Regal Cinemas. It's supposed to be it's live, but it's not live to the West Coast.
Okay,
they do it live
3 hours late.
Yeah, it's tape delayed, but it's recorded. It's recorded live.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not edited. It's them live riffing on the movie. But yeah. the whole thing was very interesting. I will say this. Ian Ziering is not the worst actor in the world, but he's really close. And you know what? By Sharknado 4, he may in fact be the worst actor in the world.
In the whole wide world.
In the world.
How do you say that name again? Ion Vader?
Ian Ziering.
That doesn't.
He was from.
Not
he
real.
Was in
Beverly, that's a fake name.
He was in Beverly Hills 90210.
And he picked his name from a bad sci-fi.
Ian Ziering. they tried to steal from that old Twilight Zone episode with William Shatner where he sees the demon on the wing of the plane.
I don't know that one, but...
Except it's very famous. You should look it up. It's actually quite good.
Nice.
When it was done. But they're flying into New York from L.A., and Ian sees sharks on the wing... sees a shark on the wing of the plane.
Instead of a demon.
Yes. Mm. But it's like... The whole thing is like, is it real? Is he hallucinating? Or is it really a shark? And the cameos. The cameos are so bad. Al Roker... and Matt Lauer playing themselves. Michael Strahan and Kelly Ripa are the worst at playing.
They put Kelly Ripa in there?
Yes. The worst at playing themselves of any people I've ever seen. I've never seen anybody.
They don't know who they are. That's
I've never
seen
anybody worse at playing themselves than those two.
Which version of myself am I playing?
They were doing the show, the live with Kelly and Michael show.
Okay.
And it was just so... so bad. At one point, spoiler alert, the shark comes in through the front window of the plane and kills the pilot and co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the pilot is Robert Hayes from Airplane.
classy. Good choice. Okay.
Yeah, you'd think.
a little tongue-in-cheek.
Right, but Ian Ziering then lands the plane because he was a professional surfer at one point, so of course he can land a plane that's missing an engine.
Tara, and a windshield.
Tara Reid, at a certain point,
is... That's the only reference I got out of this whole story.
Tara Reid is on her way to the cockpit to help, and she gets the gun from the air marshal that's there, and the door is ripped off the plane, and she's holding on with one hand to not go out. And she swings her other arm over and starts shooting the shark in midair, at which point the shark bites off her arm with the gun. I swear to God.
No.
So she ends up going to the hospital. She comes out of the hospital. She's lost her hand, her left hand, okay? Basically, right. I think
she's
it's
got a
hand.
Little of the forearm left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Almost all the way to the wrist.
Okay.
Near the end, again, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Sharknado 2, fuck you. they kill a shark on the roof of the Empire State Building.
Like don't, on the don't, needle, they just kind of...
Don't even think about how it happened. It's not worth
kebab.
It. It's not worth it. And Ian Ziering reaches into the shark and pulls
the
out...
Gun in hand.
He pulls the gun and hand out of this dead shark, shoots another shark, but here's the thing. The arm with the gun is all the way to the elbow.
Of course. Meanwhile,
Tara Reid... only missing like from
it must
the wrist
not be
down.
Her arm. Someone else had the same situation,
or they've got a really lazy prop department. It's so bad.
Oh god.
Oh, but yeah, Rift Tracks was so worth it. And then this weekend I had to go to the Stanislaus County Fair.
Yeah,
where I again ingested a funnel cake bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, you did.
How was that?
Just like last year, it was quite good, messy to eat, interesting flavor combinations. You had the maple syrup and the funnel cake and the bacon and the cheese and
lick this microphone.
Salty and savory and sweet and all of those things.
But how'd your butthole do?
Fine. Fine.
Sounds delicious, but I feel like I got to go to the bathroom just hearing it.
No, you know what? It wasn't, there was nothing like that. Everything was cooked fine. So it was fine.
Did you put lettuce on there?
No. What the fuck would you do that for?
I don't know, because it's a cheeseburger.
Quit talking.
Plant life?
Quit talking.
Vegetation?
A funnel cake bacon cheese. Hold on.
That was awkward. Let's take a pause.
Okay, let's
what
continue with
tomato?
The show. What about fucking yourself? What about that?
That might be kind of nice.
What about that?
I don't understand.
Why would you put lettuce and tomato on funnel cake?
Well, not the lettuce, because it'll get like warm, but the tomato would add another layer of flavor.
No, it wouldn't. It would just make it messy.
It's already messy. You might as well just put a little health in there with the fucking...
Cheese.
Bacon cheeseburger.
What kind of cheese?
Sam, American cheese.
Of course.
God bless the USA.
Of course.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. Stanco Fair is it's a fun little fair.
Yeah.
Fun little fair. If you're in Turlock.
I like the small town.
If you're in Turlock, I highly suggest it. If you're not in Turlock, it's not, Turlock's not really close to anything except Modesto. So that was my weekend. Friends, Hootie and Amy came into town. Got to go out to Rivercats game Saturday night with them.
Nice.
Rivercats lost.
Aww.
As they're doing a lot this year. Now that they're a Giants team, we see the Giants, the major league team wins, and the minor league team loses.
Right.
The A's is the other way around.
Reversed. Yeah. Rivercats are doing great.
Very much reversed. So, anyway, so last week we had the story about the bakers in Oregon who were fined $135,000 for failing to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. Well, it turns out, and thanks to Jason Casey, he forwarded this along. The article's not opening, but basically, there was a little bit that was left out of the article, and I didn't get it from a conservative. But here's the thing: I did not get this from like Fox News or a conservative site. I just got it, you know, with quotes and the whole thing.
Right.
It turns out the real reason they were fined $135,000. Is they shared that lesbian couple's address online, made it public. So
yeah, that's not okay.
It's not
that's
okay.
A completely different story.
That's a whole different story. So
changes everything.
It does. It's $135,000. Still pretty fine. By
that's
the way,
a lot.
Still waiting for Spike Lee to get fined for putting George Zimmerman's address on Twitter. Yeah. Especially since it was wrong.
It was wrong. Wrong
no,
address.
No, it was wrong the wrong address. Yeah. It wasn't just wrong to do. Yeah. It was not the correct address.
So if you're going
to
be doing that, put the real one up.
Yeah. I'm just waiting. Yeah. So someone go to Spike Lee's house and get him. So
that's $135,000. $135,000.
Put it in my packet. Spike's got it.
Yeah, he can handle
it. You never get the real story when you get those. Have any of you guys watched the documentary Hot Coffee?
No.
I'll put it on my list. Is that a Netflix find? Where do I watch Hot Coffee?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's about the lady who sued McDonald's for spilling the coffee in her
mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I remember that
and everybody
story.
Made fun of it, and it turns out she had incredibly bad burns.
She had like third-degree burns, and none of what the media reported to you as what happened.
Yeah, she
well,
like wasn't
still,
even the one driving.
Still, if she spilled the coffee, that's her fault. I'd like
no.
to know the
no.
whole story.
No. The coffee was...
Did it melt through the cup?
Like, pretty much.
If that happened, okay, fuck McDonald's. But there's a certain level of negligence required. If you know you have a hot thing and you don't handle it properly, shame on fucking you.
Well, and here's
well,
the thing.
Well, if you the coffee is past the threshold of what the coffee should
I've
be.
I scalded the roof of my mouth that, to the point where it was like it hurt for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't go sue nobody because well, I knew, oh, maybe I should have blown on
well,
it or put
maybe
ice
you should
have
complained because it shouldn't have been that
but
hot.
I'm not a bitch. I know it's
no,
a hot
she was
drink.
In the hospital.
She was in the hospital with
yeah,
third.
Yeah, but she spilled
she was
a hot
in,
beverage on herself.
No, it wasn't like really like a...
She was in the hospital
something
with third degree burns
too.
Because the coffee was too fucking hot. Because McDonald's
well,
had
let's talk
wait, wait,
about
no, no,
this.
No. Because McDonald's had had almost 1,000 complaints about the coffee being too hot.
Okay. Well, then
and
they should
so
have turned down the damn pot. I agree
when
with that.
When she asked McDonald's to correct the what they had been doing.
Okay.
And they said, fuck you, like you just said.
Okay.
Guess what? You got to pay $1.5
well,
million.
I'm
going to
say
being
this.
A dumbass.
Woman has yeah. hot beverage. Gets third degree burns.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's the same story as idiot puts firework on his head and blows his head off. If you fuck, if you're handling it improperly, fuck you.
Wait, you need to watch. Okay, watch the documentary.
Well, I will watch it.
Then,
I put. I'm
watch
putting
the
it in my list.
Documentary and then talk to me.
Okay, we will revisit like, well, this.
Because guess what?
In a week.
Guess what? After no, you watch won't. The documentary, you're gonna feel just like an ass.
No, that's fine. No, if there's information that is like, okay, maybe it was their fault. If you're just telling me it's a hot drink. I blame her.
That is the whole point in me bringing up the fact that they didn't give us all the fucking information.
Right.
Well, look, there's not enough time to give everybody all the information.
He left
and here's the other
his brain
thing.
Cells in his...
Okay, so that story came, it went, it came and went.
Yeah.
The reason that story had legs was because every fucking comic, every fucking yes. hack comic grabbed onto that and made the same bullshit
shit
joke.
Jokes. Yes.
So fuck you and blaming the media for everything.
No, no,
I'm,
no.
No, no.
Wait.
Whoa. No,
because
no,
the
no.
media did not report the fucking story right either. And I don't blame a comic for making a hack joke about it.
I do. I blame everybody for a hack joke.
But I do blame the media whose actually job is to investigate before you report
well,
the story.
Well, as a comic, you should like research your shit before you're going to fucking say something.
I agree with
well,
you.
And here's
like the whole
too.
50 Cent bankruptcy
right.
thing.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. I agree with you
okay,
on that
let me,
too.
But here's the story.
If you're a fucking journalist, you're supposed to, investigate the story
absolutely.
And report the story.
Here's the story. Here's the story. Here are the facts of the story. Woman gets coffee from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee ends up in woman's lap.
Mm-hmm.
Woman gets burned.
Mm-hmm.
Woman sues McDonald's.
Yeah.
Woman gets $1.5 million
right.
reward. All of these things are facts.
Yeah.
All of these things are true.
Yeah.
So there's no negligence on the media's part
mm-hmm.
for not going into grand detail about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of that information... And here's the thing. If you're talking about a TV report... They're doing it in 20 seconds.
Right.
Talking about a newspaper article, it was probably in there, and the comedian read the headline,
right.
made the hack bullshit joke, and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was everywhere. That was why it had
right.
legs.
But the yeah. media used it as a headline for a story on why we're so Sue happy.
When that's true. Actually, I've heard that.
And that was exactly
yeah.
what they did with it.
Mm-hmm.
When actually she wasn't trying to sue McDonald's, she was just trying to get them to pay her medical
and
bills.
And I respect that.
And to
that.
Fix... the coffee.
Yeah.
To like bring the temperature down on the coffee. This That's is obviously all she was trying to do.
All right. Well, let's move on. I have important things here. It's time for one of our new segments. It's one of my favorites. Hang on for that. Wait for it.
The Nate Darling Show keeps it 100 with Black Guy News.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's time for Black Guy News, except this time it's Black Lady News.
When did this become?
It's a new segment on the show, Diana. But I try.
I just love.
We're gonna keep it 100. I mentioned Sharknado 2.
Right.
Well, it's Shark Week. Sharks are everywhere on TV. So this African American lady with a camera in her car, much like last week, the gentleman who was talking about how hot it was, has a way that you can avoid sharks.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning. But I wanted to make a quick video because my spirit was troubled this morning. I had the news on. It was talking about somebody else and got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful. When you're vacationing, you know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean. Okay? The ocean is the shark's house. Okay? I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. But I can't swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean, because that's the shark's house. Okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you in his house.
So that's the knowledge that she felt the need to drop.
That's powerful.
Well, apparently
I've never thought of it.
Apparently, since you motherfuckers don't know,
she's not wrong.
Maybe you should.
That's their house.
She's not wrong.
There have been 10 people have been bitten by sharks off the coast of North Carolina in the last 3 weeks.
Totally.
Yeah,
and they're still going in the ocean.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Black Guy News is not going to be about the angry black man. It's never going to be about that. It's going to be about stuff like this, where somebody is dropping some knowledge.
Dropping some undisputable knowledge.
Bill Cosby, not in Black Guy News.
No.
It violates the spirit of it.
This is not related to Black Guy News, but you've got a giant Canadian flag, and I just watched your cat eating a American flag keychain. What's going on here, Nate, in this household?
It's all upside down.
See, if the FBI shows up at your door tomorrow, it had nothing to do with me.
Hey, speaking of things being removed by people, Bill Cosby's statue is being removed from Disney's Hollywood Studios theme park. In fact, it's gone. Gone.
Well, I didn't even know we had one.
I didn't either. At Walt Disney World, the statue came down last week after the park closed. Disney did not have further comment. The bronze bust removal comes after court documents were unsealed, revealing that Cosby testified in 2005 that he had obtained Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to women with whom he wanted to have sex. So Disney said, all right, well, that's enough for us to not have a statue of him up at Disney World.
Understandable. Yeah.
But in other Cosby news, according to the New York Post, insiders claim that his wife, Camille, not only knew about Bill's many infidelities, but that all the women consented to the drugs that he allegedly slipped them.
The wife says this?
Yes, allegedly. Several unidentified New York Post sources say that after the release of court documents in which the revered comedian admitted to drugging women to sleep with him, Camille, who works as her husband's manager, called an emergency staff meeting. Among other things, Mrs. Cosby reportedly ordered their PR firm to get back out in front of this. I don't know how you do that. Claiming that, quote, she created him and knew what she was getting into and we'll fix this. Ridiculed the media for making him out to be such a bad guy, a monster, and scoffed at all of those who were jumping ship. Perhaps the most damning statement, if true, comes from one of the family's many employees. Quote, Camille still doesn't believe that Bill provided drugs and had sex with women without their consent. She's well aware of his cheating, but she doesn't believe that her husband is a rapist. Don't know if it's true.
That's a big stretch, though. Like, she is really, like, in denial. Like, she's really trying to... I think she truly believes that. I think she's in denial. Or she just doesn't want to divorce him and she's going to do the PR thing. But that's like, really believes it, that's true denial. Which I get. If you're married to someone, like, I get
it. Well, he may treat her very well. We don't know.
Well, she knew. I mean, women of that age who have husband in those situations, they know their husbands cheat.
Yeah.
And they don't.
But the rapist is another level. Yeah, but so
Well, to her, it's still he cheats.
Yeah.
But so that's.
Right. And she justifies it by saying, well, they knew they were taking the drugs to have sex with him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, if that was me, if, like, my partner, if I found out they were, like, if I knew they cheated, that's one thing to accept and work on. But, like.
There's no accept and work on. It's, okay, this is.
No, but I'm not
this
saying
is
that's
the lifestyle.
Like, but this is like, it's not raping somebody.
Yeah.
So like that whole like that's a level of denial what she's doing to me.
It's true, but if she is the manager and the PR person for Bill Cosby, then you know you got to get out in front of it.
That's one way.
And by the way, if that's all true, she is so much colder than Chris Kardashian or Kris Jenner ever
that's
hoped
true.
Of being. That if this is true, Camille Cosby is the coldest bitch in the world.
Right.
Because that is some cold ass business.
Yeah, but that was the New York who?
Post. Yeah, it may not. None of this may be true.
<There you go.
laughs> we did say that to begin with. Hey, I mentioned at the beginning that Shaggy has a way to deal with ISIS. Hold on. What's going on here? Just all sorts of noise in the background. Damn cats.
He's still thrashing up the American flag, bro.
There we go. In a recent interview, It Wasn't Me singer Shaggy offered a novel strategy for vanquishing ISIS, suggesting that marijuana and reggae music, specifically that his music, would be all that you would need to defeat ISIS. He said, if they're listening to Shaggy music or reggae music, they're not going to want to cut somebody's head off.
Reggae is a powerful
now,
music.
Now, this maybe this should have been in Black Guy News. I'm sorry. He said, the two things you want to do when you listen to reggae, you get somebody pregnant or you're fucking high. High people don't want to kill nothing.
That's pretty much it.
They want to love. They need to bag some Jamaican weed and distribute it amongst ISIS. I guarantee there won't be any more wars out there. He went on to add, man, it'll put him into a vibe and throw some Bob Marley up in there and there'll be peace.
That's true. Three little birds, man. Every little thing's going to be all right.
Sure, but he did not end there.
There's more.
That's right. He believes that some world leaders need to be stoners, too.
I think he might be right. Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
So.
I concur.
Yeah. So, yeah, he said that in an interview. There's nothing of that is contested.
Well, the only time people fight with marijuana is if you hold the blunt too long. That's about
it. Fox News, do you remember a couple years ago, or this had been a while ago, where they put Ja Rule and asked him about hella shit? Oh, I think they asked him about, like, they asked him about something political.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm just like, why would you do that? Why? I mean, at least Shaggy made sense. Like,
okay.
And I think that's a great conclusion.
Well, I think he was just happy that anyone wanted to talk to him about anything.
That's true.
Because when was the last time you heard from Shaggy?
Oh, he has a new song out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. It's all just a PR thing. He's just trying to get in the news.
Yeah.
Too.
He was on the iHeart radio show or concert a couple weeks ago.
Hey, well, while this is playing, here's some hot news for you. Apparently, Tyga sent a photo of his dick to someone who isn't Kylie Jenner. Which is probably good because she's underage still. Some bad news for her.
Diana.
Not only is she dating Tyga, the widely mocked rapper who had to release a recent album free because nobody wanted to hear it. But yeah, he's sending dick pics to people who aren't her, including a transgender actress named Mia Isabella, who's already gone ahead and provided the receipts. According to LoveBScott.com, a gossip blog run by a transgendered television personality, B. Scott, Tyga and Mia Isabella have engaged in some sort of relationship for 3 years, dating back to when Tyga was with the model Black China, with whom he has a son named King. By the way, King is what you name your dog, not your child. Who knows if that's exactly true, but screenshots of text messages provided by Isabella support the case. They certainly knew each other well enough for Tyga to send the photo of his dick, which is not safe for work. I don't need to see it again, so
why does it say Tyga new 2014?
Well, it might be his new number.
Oh, for 2014.
Yeah, sure. He changed his number in 2014. By the way, there's his dick, Diana. Yeah, there's Tiger's dick. Look at it. Look at it.
Don't want to.
Look at it. It's weird and smooth.
You know, I'm going to take your word for it.
Sam, come over here and look at Tiger's dick.
I'm going to take your word for it as well.
he's going to wait till he gets home. or in the car.
So, nice job, Tiger.
I'm sad the song's over.
Diana was busting a groove, everybody. You should have seen it.
I am too, so it's time for this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, removing statues, Diana.
I think it should be changed with the time, I guess. Yeah, cool.
Kareem?
Yeah, I'm cool, especially when they start removing all the Confederate people.
Statues, flags, whole thing, Sam?
Again, this is my dilemma with the Cool or Tool. If I'm relating specifically to the circumstance or the general thing, I think removing statues, I think it's art, and I think it's a cool thing. Maybe taking it out of your establishment because it has a certain ideal represented totally is cool, such as removing maybe a dictator's statue after the regime has ended, those kind of things. But, you know, I think this, yeah.
So you're talking about you're going versus, like, that situation and the bunny in the Sacramento airport. Is
exactly,
what you're
saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. bunny, though, if they took that out, I would not.
That thing's ready to devour fresh. Yeah, I'm going to go with removing statues, Tool.
That's fair enough. I'm going cool because there's always room for something else there that That's might true. Be better. Up next in Cooler Tool, Shaggy. Shaggy. Kareem?
Cool.
Sam?
Hella cool.
Diana?
Cool.
Yeah, I love Shaggy. I love his terrible music. I really do. Especially those few hits he had. Right. And finally in Cooler Tool, Dick Pics. Sam?
Not cool. That's not cool. Kareem? I'm not just saying that for Kareem's sake.
Tool.
No.
Diana?
No. Tool.
Yeah, dick pics are Tool.
Hella Tool.
And you know, good on him for, you know, not being discriminatory and sending it to a transgendered person and all. But, yeah. Just saying. Don't.
Yeah, it's just Tool all around.
No.
Very Tool.
It's like, no. Just no. That's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, by the way, if you'd like to support the show and you're going to shop Amazon anyway, the best way to support us is to go ahead and go to our website, natedarlingshow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then have your way with the website. Get yourself something nice. You deserve it. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. So thank you so much for doing that already and continue to do that as we move forward. You know, your summer needs there. Think about your Halloween costume already. It's not too soon. Start thinking about that.
Exercise your imagination.
Christmas gifts.
You could buy anything.
Christmas gifts. Christmas is not that far away. It's July.
You could be that person that you always thought, F you for doing it, but I really want to be you. You get that Christmas list taken care of in July, and you're free. You don't have to worry about the stress.
Be my mother. Get your Christmas shopping done now.
Be Kareem's mother now. This is your opportunity.
Yeah, you could be, before August hits, Christmas shopping could be done.
What a thought.
It's true. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. Hey, mentioned earlier the Duck Dynasty star, Uncle Cy.
Uh-oh.
He is saying the atheists do not exist, and he has proof. He's one of the stars of the reality show Duck Dynasty. He said he doesn't believe there are any atheists now. He said, quote, "I don't believe there's no such thing as an atheist," he told the Christian Post in an interview. Why? Because there's too much documentation. Our calendars are based on Jesus Christ. So whether you believe in him or not, every time you sign your calendar, you write down the day's date, you're saying he's here. He also said that in life and death situations, atheism ceases to exist. Why? Quote, because if you get in a serious bind, the first thing you're going to do is look around and say, "Oh God, please help me." Cy, a Vietnam veteran, well, that might explain a little bit, spoke to the Christian Post while promoting the new film Faith of Our Fathers, which tells the story of two Vietnam veterans. So he's a colorful character on the show.
He's usually very entertaining to listen to. He's one of my favorites. But I think someone spiked his iced tea.
He's what we like to refer to as not quite right in the head.
Exactly.
So that's the way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I know Diana's got to leave here soon, but before you go, Diana.
Where do you think you're going?
I got to go home.
She's got a situation to deal with. You guys ever been to San Luis Obispo?
No.
It's a lovely little community. And I've actually been to this Target store where shoppers got more than they bargained for. No, it wasn't great deals. See, at about 11:30 a.m., San Luis Obispo police responded to the store for a report of an audio track of pornography playing over the store's PA system. It was not immediately known how the perpetrators managed to overrun the PA system or how long the explicit material aired, but a store employee who wished to remain unnamed said the store was briefly evacuated.
That's not a you can't briefly evacuate a Target
while the staff figured out how to turn it off.
What?
So it took a while then. If they needed, were able to evacuate everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They wouldn't have evacuation. This was the alarm.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
What was that? Who was that? A man just standing like some shopper?
I don't know. What you mean? You mean this?
Turn it off! Oh, you.
Turn
that's your
off!
Thing.
Turn it off!
That's your
Dan
little soundboard. I thought
here.
That was.
He needs to see.
I thought you were playing a video clip, young man.
He was.
By the way, Sam.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
So pay attention. A manager at the store who was not authorized to speak to the media, but did anyway, said only that employees were able to end the incident, but did not provide more details and referred all questions to Target Media Relations. The media relations representative did not respond for comment. Officers were in the progress of taking a report, and the incident still under investigation. So, nuts. I love that they evacuated the store.
Everybody get out!
Everybody get out! There's porn! There's porn playing! Hilarious.
Audio porn.
There's some audio porn playing. You better get out of here. Of course, at that time of day, it's probably just housewives and little kids, really.
And they're probably titillated by it.
I don't know. I mean,
look at daytime television. All these soap operas are just sex scene after sex scene.
Well, you don't have to explain that to your child inside the store, but I don't think the kids would know.
The kids should be in school! No, it's summertime. You're
well,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
ooh,
here
it is summer.
Now we have a problem.
Yeah,
well,
big problem.
Look, all they'd have to do is say, that's just Jay-Z. Yeah. But why isn't he yelling the N-word,
that's
Mom?
Clever.
If it's Jay-Z, why aren't we hearing the N-word being yelled over and over again?
Well, Jay-Z's changed his heart.
At least I have an explanation for it. All right, Diana has to go, so this is a good place to let you exit stage right. Bye then. Drive safe. I love this. I've got two soundboards. I'm going back and forth. And we've got all sorts of stuff, including this. Yeah. A little bit of music for you. You know what this song means.
Deep South Florida Corner.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Yeah.
Nicely done, sir.
Hey, a lot of weird things happen in Florida every week, and we tell you about a lot of them. So let's get right into it. Headline, Miami man terrorizes Naples hotel, asks cops to tickle him, has wrists too big to handcuff. That's right.
Is this Andre the Giant? Jeez.
He's a large fella. If you're looking for a quiet getaway just a few hours from Miami, Naples is a convenient choice.
Nipples?
Yeah.
We'll call it nipples from now on, please.
Just be aware that they tend to keep things a bit quieter, and it's not exactly a good outlet for rowdy fun. Enter 24-year-old Miamian Brian Cayo and his wife. See, they found it out the hard way. The couple was drinking at the pool of the Nipples Inn.
Thank you, Nate.
Apparently, being at a hotel pool without some sort of loud noise blaring seems strange. How else would you explain their decision to pull the fire alarm? According to the Naples Daily News... It's the paper, I have to say it that way.
Okay.
Police arrived and asked him to get out of the pool. He refused numerous times. He eventually got out, but then, with slurred speech, asked police officers to repeatedly tickle him.
What in the F are they on?
Police did not comply, but instead tried to handcuff him. And the cuffs were too small. However, they were able to eventually detain him and take him to jail. His wife was also intoxicated. Shocking. So much so that police took her into custody under the Marchman Act, which is a Florida law that allows police to take an intoxicated person in to receive treatment without their consent.
Wow.
Hopefully we never see them again. That's what the hotel's managers told the paper.
Wow. They were drinking some of that kava tea that...
whatever Diana is having. Also in Florida, Latana police were monitoring an online classified site when they came across an ad placed by one Mistress Creamy Juicy. That's creamy with two M's. Police replied to the ad soliciting a massage. Juicy agreed to give them a half-hour massage with oil for $80. That seems pricey, coming down from the original price of $100.
What?
That's right.
60 minutes maybe, but half hour.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure why the officers bothered to haggle, but either way they did. I'm guessing to keep it real. Juicy also reiterated that no prostitution services would be offered. But an undercover officer met Juicy at the Super 8 Motel, and Juicy told the officer to take off his clothes so the massage could be conducted. The officer also smelled the scent of marijuana in the room. I'm guessing because every Super 8 motel room smells like marijuana.
Right.
Sorry. I'm kidding, Super 8. Don't sue me. once Juicy agreed to begin the massage, another officer swooped in and arrested Juicy. Turns out Juicy's legal identification is 24-year-old Dwayne Braden. See, Juicy slash Braden was charged with soliciting to practice massage without a license.
Ooh.
Possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. So it wasn't a prostitution that got Juicy. It was not having a license to massage.
Playing a dangerous game.
That's right. You want to have a you don't want unlicensed massage people out there, do you, Kareem?
No.
It's a terrible thing.
Cutting their prices down from 100 to 80.
It's Florida Corner. Oh God, I love Florida. It's just. Hold on. I love the guy that said, I'll get out of the pool if you tickle me.
It's classy.
Tickle me. Yeah. All right, it's time for everything you don't know about the real Colonel Sanders, Colonel Harlan Sanders from KFC. By the way, do you have the Waze app on your phone, either of you guys?
No, I don't.
Okay, the Waze app is a GPS app. It's really good. And there are different voices that can be put on it, and Leslie decided to, when we were driving somewhere, put the new Colonel Sanders voice on there.
Shut up.
For me. Yeah, so I have that guy on my GPS.
Oh, wow.
Which is mildly amusing for a while, but he says the same thing every time there's something coming up. There's an object ahead. Probably not robot chickens. Which was funny the first three times.
Right.
Now not so much. Anyway, let's see. Yeah. He is the face that beams over about 4,400 fried chicken joints across America. Now, today's consumers know Harlan Sanders only as a brand logo, but there was a time when the man himself was a walking, talking presence on TV screens and at events across the world. A review of the many books written about his life reveals a man who was foul-mouthed and hot-tempered, had an insatiable libido, once shot a man, delivered babies, and, quote, took his cane, unquote, to those who failed to fry chicken to his standards.
He's a man who means business.
That's right.
Clearly.
He was also relentlessly hardworking, entrepreneurial, and charitable, giving away most of his wealth to organizations like the Salvation Army, but a lot of those details have been forgotten. See, the Colonel, once a regular face in their ads, died 35 years ago at the age of 90. I remember when I was a little kid seeing him in the ads, and there are tapes of him screwing up takes and cursing. It's hilarious. Hit YouTube for those.
Oh, right.
So here's the new Colonel Sanders, voiced by Daryl Hammond, is recently appearing in new commercials. And for Comic-Con, the company is taking its Colonel campaign further. With KFC Presents the Colonel's Adventure Comics, he appears as an unlikely superhero rolling through a series of adventures that dramatize actual events in his life.
Really?
Absolutely. So let me scroll down to a couple of these things. And Sanders was born in 1890 and grew up on a farm in Indiana, not Kentucky. He's 12 years older than McDonald's founder Ray Kroc, who was born in 1902. It was the turn of the century, and only a small fraction of Americans bothered to graduate from high school. Even President Grover Cleveland quit school when he was 16. Sanders' father died suddenly from a fever when he was 5, leaving him to help his mother provide for his two younger siblings. He dropped out of school in the 6th grade and started working. 6th grade.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was a lot more
early
common
dropout,
then. Yeah. His early professional life was largely a string of random enterprises, mostly unsuccessful. He was a scrappy, hot-tempered man who loved to swear, and despite being hardworking, often found himself unemployed, which will happen if you swear at people too much. As KFC summarizes it, he was a sixth-grade dropout, a farmhand, an army mule tender, a locomotive fireman, a railroad worker, an aspiring lawyer, an insurance salesman, a ferryboat entrepreneur, a tire salesman,
wow,
an amateur obstetrician, an unsuccessful political candidate, a gas station operator, and a motel operator.
Man's got work ethic.
That's right. He kept trying stuff. So that's allegedly how you succeed. Just keep trying. The new highways and spread of cars became the backbone of his new business. After his first gas station closed, he started his second gas station in 1930. He would serve some food from a table in the gas station to earn a little extra money. That was the seed that would later grow into Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Evil empire.
Yeah. I don't know if it's evil or not. There's also part of him getting into the baby delivering business.
No way.
Can you imagine Colonel Sanders?
Oh, wow.
Doing that whole thing. As most of his peers were retiring, many with big bucks in the bank, Sanders was broke. His solution? Franchising Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was only then, as the colonel approached what he thought would be the end of his working life, that the KFC we know today began to take shape. He had experimented with franchising on a small scale before the highway project began. That would be the Eisenhower Highways in the 50s. His first franchisee was a successful restaurant in Louisville, but as his first restaurant faced its end, he decided to quit restaurant operations and make franchising his main business. He figured if he could franchise 10 restaurants, that would give him enough to retire on with Social Security. So it's really interesting that it was just all, how can I make enough money with Social Security so that I can retire?
Yeah.
Because the dude is broke. It's a crazy story to go through the whole thing.
I'm fascinated. There's a lot going on in that story.
He eventually sold KFC, and even after that, he continued to sport the beard and white suit as the company's paid spokesperson and brand ambassador, appearing in commercials and telling his story to talk show audiences. He marched on to become the most famous PR man in the world. According to his daughter, his appearance in national ads really sent business to the moon. Relations with the company, however, became tense as the colonel grew disappointed with the direction it was taking. The headquarters were moved to Tennessee, those sons of bitches, and the company started charging a franchise fee and moved from taking a nickel per chicken royalty to charging a percentage of total sales. He had a distrust for corporations, but now found himself to be the face of one.
Oh, shit. What a dilemma.
Yeah. And when he decided to open a sit-down restaurant called Colonel Sanders Dinner House, KFC argued that it had bought the rights to his name. And when he renamed it Colonel's Ladies Dinner House, the company argued
that
it owned the rights to Colonel. So he sued the company for $122 million for interfering with his ability to franchise this new operation. They filed suit against him for violating KFC's trademark.
Oh, what a bunch of babies.
And it was settled in 1975, but that wasn't the end. A restaurateur from the Kentucky Fried Chicken of Bowling Green also sued Sanders for libel after the colonel complained the chain's gravy tasted like wallpaper paste.
Nicely done, Colonel Sanders.
He was a crotchety old bastard.
Whatever your name is.
But despite all of that, he continued right to his dying days to promote KFC. So
he's got integrity too. He'll follow through.
Interesting dude. So that's all the things you did not know about Colonel
I'd like to see a movie about his life. I'd watch it. There's a lot.
I would watch it if Daryl Hammond did not play him, because the TV commercials creep me the fuck out.
Oh, right, yeah.
It would need to be something better than what we're dealing with that. Mm-hmm. That is all I am saying. All right, we've come to the near end of the show. It's time for this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
We liking the new announcer?
It's sexy, dude.
Freshly produced.
And I like all the production, yeah.
Yeah.
Jazz it up, dude.
Last week it was very raw. It was very rough.
Also very nice.
So
again, very sexy.
We get money from Amazon. We put it back into the show to make it better. Small town news comes from my corner of the universe, Newport, Vermont. And I thought this guy was still in jail, but I was wrong. The man who rolled a 20,000-pound farm tractor over seven police cars back in August of 2012...
I remember this.
...was involved in another tractor versus vehicle collision last week.
Oh, no.
Police say that Roger Peon, 37 of
Newport... Peon!
That's his name. ...of Newport struck a 2013 Mercedes as it was attempting to pass him as he began to turn left at the intersection of Vermont Route 100 and Vermont Route 14 in Newport Center. Peon was driving a 2007 Case International Magnum 255 tractor at the time. The crash caused serious front-end damage to the vehicle, and the tractor lost the front tire during the incident. Teresa Bro, 76, of Morrisville, was the driver of the Mercedes. Two passengers in her car, Arthur Bro, 81, and Arthur McNeil, 71, both of Morrisville, were transported to the hospital for minor non-life-threatening injuries.
At that age, it's all life-threatening.
As opposed to minor life-threatening injuries. State Police, Newport Ambulance, and the Newport Center Fire responded to the scene around 1:15 p.m. with Vermont Route 14 and Vermont Route 100 closed for a short time while rescue crews secured the area. Police say the crash is still under investigation because, you know, he's got a history with tractors. I swear to God, I thought this guy was... last I heard of this guy, they were arguing over whether he was sane enough to stand trial for crushing all of those cop cars.
That's out of control.
During the 2012 Olympics.
And he still gets to drive a tractor.
You don't need a license to drive a tractor.
Oh, okay. On public roads?
Yeah, you don't. I did that when I was 10.
Exactly.
Wow, I had no
idea. So I had to learn how to drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some small town news for you.
There it is.
Drop some small town knowledge. That's what we're going to do. So that's going to do it for small town news and for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. So we hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for playing along in our reindeer games. You know, we've got our nonsense, but at the same time, we've got our stuff that we do. I'm vamping while I'm trying to play something here. God damn it!
I was like, you lost me on that one, Nate.
Yeah, no, I'm.
You mentioned reindeer.
it's a figure of speech. God damn, it's not
from
gonna,
a Christmas song.
I swear to God, I'm gonna punch this computer right in the face. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just going to punch it right in the face. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
There we go.
We're going to wrap it up with some Shaggy. By the way, Shaggy's not, he's not the one who's singing.
No.
Somebody else. But, hey, he doesn't need to sing. He's Shaggy. Mr. Boombastic. We'll be back on Friday with another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Until then, whether you're an ISIS or not, chill out and enjoy. We'll see you in a couple days. Bye bye.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. So you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
To the left, but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed.
Yeah.
And I said that I and I the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
a me savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, well, you are me savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All life is one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. My darling.